With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Eagle River City Council voted to approve changes to the zoning of Riverside Park. The Vilas County-owned property will be zoned for a potential housing development. Riverside Park is the property between the river and the fairgrounds, not to be confused with Riverview Park, which is just down the street with pickleball courts. WXPR's Katie Thorson reports.
Riverside Park in Eagle River is underutilized. That many people agree on. What the future of that property should be has recently become a point of contention in the community. As the Vilas County News Review first reported, Vilas County Board Chair Jerry Burkett introduced the idea of developing the property into housing as a way to help the city and county pay their bills. The property is county-owned, but needs the city's approval for zoning changes to make that happen. At Tuesday's City Council meeting, majority of the people making public comments spoke in opposition to the plan, with concerns that range from potential environmental impacts to loss of public land to overdevelopment of the area.
This is a short-term solution for a long-term issue.
Several people questioned why the zoning change couldn't wait for an impact study or until the property is sold.
I'd like to see at least the rezoning to residential tabled. Property values are going up. I see no reason to be rushing into this.
Burkett, who is also a city alderperson, said the county and city have limited options when it comes to generating more revenue.
And I don't blame you for wanting that land to stay there. I don't blame you at all. But we have to start getting creative, pay the bills.
City Council voted 2-1 with Burkett abstaining to change the zoning from parks and recreation to single two-family residential. They also approved a plat dividing the land into 10 lots. Eagle River Mayor Deborah Brown did not vote on the resolutions, but did share her thoughts on them. She acknowledged that once the park is gone, it will be gone forever, while also stressing that levy limits have put the city in a, quote, chokehold.
It is very, very difficult to operate and keep people, good people, working and give them the benefits and do all the things that the people want us to do.
The Vilas County Board still has to vote on selling the property. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
The Lac du Flambeau tribe has issued a statement clarifying their stance on not supporting or cooperating with Immigration and Customs Enforcement, otherwise known as ICE. The tribe emphasizes that the safety and dignity of their members are their top priorities. The tribe expressed concern over recent reports of the detention of tribal members in Minnesota and ICE activity near their community. They stressed that as indigenous people, their identity should not be questioned or used as a reason for detention. The tribe provided guidance on how members can protect themselves. They advised remaining calm during public encounters, asking for identification, and exercising the right to remain silent if detained. Members are encouraged to carry their tribal ID and report any ICE activity to the Tribal Police Department. For those needing a tribal ID, the enrollment office is offering assistance without requiring an office visit. Members are urged to document interactions with ICE and contact their tribal government if detained. This story is courtesy of WAOW Television. A snowmobiler got a chilly lesson about safety on the ice in Rhinelander. The rider broke through the ice near the Eagle Street Bridge Wednesday and his machine plunged to the bottom. The rider was reportedly wet but not hurt. Bulldog Off-Road Recovery Service successfully pulled the machine out of the water. They advised people to stay safe and stay on the trails. Wisconsin's Department of Natural Resources cautions no ice can ever be considered safe. The DNR does not monitor ice conditions. Local fishing clubs, outfitters, and bait shops are the best sources for current local ice conditions. A temporary closure of a segment of snowmobile trail in Eagle River has ended. The section of Trail 1310 is now open again after an inspection by the Snow Eagles showed it was again safe for travel. Water had backed up into the trail segment, but the areas of concern are now frozen. Conditions there will be rough and icy. They also advise snowmobilers to stay on the marked trail as areas off the trail are still wet and riders could get stuck. Community pushback against concentrated animal feeding operations, or CAFOs, continues this year in Wisconsin. The debate and review of two proposed hog operations in Crawford County is coming to a head. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
Environmental advocates say the farms are attempting to circumvent state regulations by operating just below a 1,000 animal unit threshold. Adam Voskel with Midwest Environmental Advocates says the Gruber livestock farms represent a trend of blatant attempts to skirt the law.
These operations are avoiding regulatory approval by existing, I guess, at 0.4 animal units below that threshold, which is a pretty wild proposal.
While Midwest Environmental Advocates has not brought legal action against Gruber Livestock, a contested case hearing for the long-disputed Ridge Breeze Farm in Pierce County is expected early this year. The organization is challenging a permit issued by the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources for the operation to expand to 6,500 cows. Voskel notes a recent change in the nature of contested case hearings. There's been a push to return to in-person proceedings rather than relying on virtual meetings to allow community members to testify directly to administrative law judges.
There's a growing feeling that in-person has a lot of value, both for the members of the public to look the decision makers in the eyes and express their concerns and their issues with the ultimate decision, and really to make sure that they feel as though they can present their evidence.
In addition to taking legal action, advocacy groups have been working to pass operations ordinances, which they say serve to protect rural communities from the negative impacts of CAFOs. Supporters of CAFOs argue state permit requirements for these operations include extensive safeguards for surrounding communities. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch reporting.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.